Hey everyone, I'm Daniel and Tia. Welcome to episode 4 of the Student Success Advice Podcast, the place to get real student advice from real people on how to succeed in the real world. This episode is brought to you by my personal social media handles. Catch me on LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, at DVGLentine, and I hope to see you there. So, for this episode, I want to talk about, should you make a LinkedIn account as a student? Or, you know, should you post on LinkedIn as a student? The quick answer to both questions is yes, you should. And here is why. So, for context, in case you didn't know, I was born and raised in the Philippines. In December 2019, I went to Toronto to study. That's where I'm currently at now. And I didn't know anyone here. I was afraid that I will not get a job because I'm an international student. And I just think that I'm not that welcomed here. Sorry. And it was so much pressure for me that I actually thought to myself that how in the world do I stand out in a country where the competition, because my course is marketing, where the competition in marketing is so high. How do I stand out? How do I stand out from the thousands of international students? How do I stand out from the thousands of local students here? How do I stand out from the other professionals in the marketing field in this country? How? So, how? I went to LinkedIn and I said, I'm going to be the best damn student on LinkedIn. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Yo, I'm going to build my personal brand on LinkedIn. I'm going to have a following. I'm going to build my network. I'm going to plant the seeds as early as now so that when I graduate next year, it's going to be easier for me to actually get opportunities, because as an international student here in Canada, once you graduate, you would have the opportunity to get this thing called PGWP, which is like a postgraduate work permit, and you get like 3 years to do that so that you can train yourself and, you know, eventually go back to your country better than ever. And I want a good job, bro. I want a marketing job. So here's what I did. I went to LinkedIn. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to stand out. And here's what I did to stand out. In February 2020, I started posting on LinkedIn. I didn't know how to use it. So I was just copying everyone. I was copying people like, you know, Dave Gerhardt. He's like the chief marketing officer of Privy right now. I was copying chief marketing officers and how they post because I want to be known as a marketing person too. In my first few posts, I wasn't getting any traction because it didn't seem very authentic. I was trying to be a marketing guru, which I'm clearly not because I don't know much yet. So I just started to post about my experiences as an international student and my thoughts on current marketing trends and topics. And 6 months in, I currently have like over 5,000 followers, over 400,000 post views. And to be honest, I consider myself like a micro influencer in the platform because people actually engage with my posts. It's all organic. And because I've built my following and I've built my personal brand on LinkedIn, I got one unpaid internship and two part-time jobs just because I'm on LinkedIn and because of the connections that I've built there and because of the skills that I've gained, you know, trying to build my personal brand. And this is why, as a student, you have to be on LinkedIn. Don't treat LinkedIn like it's just another website for you to put your resume. Don't, because LinkedIn has all the people that you need to succeed in your career, to be honest. Like, it has the recruiters, it has the CEOs, it has the chief marketing officers, it has the directors, it has all the connections that you possibly need to succeed in your career. And I think it makes perfect sense for you to get in that platform and to actually engage with these people, to actually build out your content and stand out from everyone else. Because that was basically my mindset. If you want to stand out from the millions and millions of people who you're going to be up against once you graduate, you have to stand out. And LinkedIn will give you that opportunity if you grab that opportunity and if you take that opportunity and you actually run with it. Because there are a lot of people who go into LinkedIn and, again, just put their resume there, like a few posts, go there after they graduate when they really need a job, and it's super hard for them to get a job because they have no connections and they don't know what they're doing. It's just the truth, you know? And then you got people like me who really want it, who I know from, what date is it? Anyway, from since February, I knew that LinkedIn was going to be the key to me standing out in this industry, to me standing out in this country in general. And that's why I'm on LinkedIn. That's why I produce daily content. That's why I now have 400,000 views on my content, because I knew that I was going to get it. And I know my goal. I have to stand out. And I'm just getting started. So yes, you should be on LinkedIn. You should create content on LinkedIn, not just create a LinkedIn account. You should be on it. You should use it. Use it to network. Use it to build your personal brand. And your life's going to change. Because basically me, my life changed in like 6 months from being there. So yes, you should be on LinkedIn. Regarding some LinkedIn tips and some advice, it's going to be another episode. But that's it for this episode. I hope you're on LinkedIn. Create that LinkedIn now. It's not sponsored by LinkedIn, but please be on LinkedIn. Start using it. Start learning. Cool. And again, you can connect with me there and on my other social media platforms at @VVGLentine. Hope to see you there. And good luck with everything. And peace out. See ya.